Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled He Knows, was written by Karen Huang. Leah was about to start a job as a nurse in Taiwan. She'd be able to better provide for her family, more than she could in Manila, where job opportunities were limited. On the night before her departure, she gave instructions to her sister, who'd be taking care of her 5-year-old daughter. "She'll take her vitamins if you also give her a spoonful of peanut butter," Leah explained. "And remember, she's shy. She'll play with her cousins eventually. And she's afraid of the dark." While looking out the plane window the next day, Leah prayed, "Lord, no one knows my daughter like I do. I can't be with her, but you can." We know the people we love, and we notice all the details about them because they're precious to us. When we can't be with them due to various circumstances, we're often anxious that since no one knows them as well as we do, they'll be more vulnerable to harm. In Psalm 139, David reminds us that God knows us more than anyone does. In the same way he knows our loved ones intimately, he's their creator, so he understands their needs. He knows what will happen each day of their lives, and he's with them and will never leave them. When you're anxious for others, entrust them to God, for he knows them best and loves them the most. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 5. "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me." Let's pray. Father in heaven, though we can't always be with those we love, we entrust them to your loving care, remembering that you know them the best and love them the most. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.